Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. I recently sat down with Brian Split from AgMarket.net on a episode of Market Talk last week. And first, I asked Brian about old crop corn and soybeans, because he mentioned during part of our broadcast about how we are looking for corn specifically at this point and how the trade is looking for corn. And I asked him if the producer was hanging on to any old crop at this point, would it be smart to sell it? Here's his answer.
I suppose the question is, if you haven't sold it yet, why would you sell it right now? And so I think the producer that does still have physical bushels in their control, they're probably waiting until we get closer to the summer weather market. I was just looking at a map of some of the year-over-year production, areas in the country that produced more corn than last year, areas in the country that produced less corn than last year. And Iowa's going to be a really interesting story as we get into summertime, because we had severe reductions in production year over year throughout most of the state. So basis could be really strong in Iowa as we get towards the back end of this crop year. So I think the producer that still has physical bushels has weathered a lot of the storm and probably says, hey, as long as corn is trading above a certain price, I'm just going to let it go and see what happens. And I don't know that I disagree with that at this point.
We shifted our discussion over to new crop corn and soybeans and whether or not producers should look to maybe lock a floor in underneath the market right now to protect some of that profit. And here was Brian's response.
So I think the conversation that a producer needs to have internally right now is in conjunction with their crop insurance. And so depending on where you are geographically and what type of crop insurance product you're going to be using, I know a lot of the producers that we're working with are looking at 85% on their crop insurance, which means that there's 15% of their APH bushels have nothing against it. And so that would be, I think, where the producer would want to focus in the short term, is looking at those bushels above and beyond what is protected by their crop insurance. So that would be that 15% and maybe some of the overage bushels that you will probably grow above your APH. You might want to look at those bushels as well. But until we really start to see new elevations and distance ourselves from the spring averages, I'm going to try to be patient on that other 85%. And then what might happen, and let's say corn, new crop goes to 550, for example, in the account, we may just want to use options to protect ourselves from whatever point down to 460, being 459 being the spring average. Because if we do see weakness down the road and we're below 459, we can make the difference in the hedge account from wherever we want to protect it down to that level, and then let the insurance product take over from there. So we only need to hedge a portion of the move and then let crop insurance take over from there. But again, I'm waiting for higher elevations until we have those conversations.
We also have a March WASDE report coming up here this week, and I asked Brian his early thoughts on what he is hearing about what that report could look like, considering last month many thought that USDA kind of kicked the can down the road.
Well, I know the USDA did make some adjustments in the right direction on soybeans on the last report. Our ending stocks are very tight on paper right now, and we are still looking for ending stocks to drop as we get towards the back end of the marketing year. And honestly, if we see some cancellations from some of the purchases that have already been made, that'll likely just mean that we'll import less down the road. So I don't know that unless we see some mass cancellations on very high bushel amounts, I don't know that that's really going to impact the balance sheet in the long run here. So we think we still have evidence based on the shipments of soybeans that the export number could be inched higher, whether the USDA does that or not. Good question. We are getting into a quarterly stock report at the end of the month with the acreage intentions. So knowing that, they may kick the can and wait to see how the stock numbers come out and then use the April WASDE report to rectify those numbers would be my personal guess. On the corn side of things, we still are looking at an export program in front of us that I think is going to be very strong. And we still believe internally at agmarket.net that we're going to see additional export demand into the balance sheets and still looking for some tighter numbers as we get closer to the end of the marketing year. So right now we're thinking closer to 1.3 billion bushels, down from the 1.5-ish that we're at right now. And again, that is going to assume that we see a strong export program through spring. And part of that will be because of potential losses in South America. In 2016, we had the Safrinha corn crop in Brazil underperformed. And because of that, we had a very strong export program through the remainder of the marketing year. So,
and also with spring planting just weeks away for many producers, I asked Brian some of his thoughts and advice that he would give to producers with all the continued volatility in the markets as we head towards spring planting and farmers' time starts to get occupied with getting into the field.
Well, for the next few weeks ahead, in other years, we've seen instances where the crop goes in the ground quickly. Especially if there is a projection from the USDA of a large amount of acres, if we have good planting conditions, the market may take a break. And so, knowing that you're going to be very busy while you're planting, in order to have maybe some peace of mind, you might consider looking at some short-dated puts under the market. They have puts that are priced off of new crop contracts, but that expire every month. So if you wanted to have something under the market, on maybe that 15% or 20% that your crop insurance doesn't have coverage on, you might look at some of those short-dated puts and protect some of those bushels as we go through the planting time frame. But I do think that this is one of those years where if the crop goes in the ground very quickly because we stay dry during spring, to me, that's going to be setting up for fireworks as we get into summer, into the growing season, because that's going to mean that we really aren't recharging the subsoil moisture. And vice versa, you think about other years where maybe we rally in spring because we're planting late. Generally, those rallies are selling opportunities because we are going into the growing season with adequate subsoil moisture. So I do think if we do see some weakness in the short term during planting, that it's probably in the very big picture buying opportunity. But I know it can be stressful watching prices go down while you're out there getting the crop in the ground. And so that might be something to help ease some of those fears in the meantime.
And again, that's Brian Split with AgMarket.net, who joined me on an episode of the Market Talk podcast last week. And you can learn more about them and their operation at AgMarket.net. You can also learn more about the Market Talk podcast by going online to MarketTalkAg.com. And you can find it on all available streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. Well, this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I hope you have a great week ahead. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great day.